10. International logistics.
2. International freight forwarding services. Listen to the following passage and fill in the blanks.
International freight shipping is a complicated process that calls for the services of an international freight forwarder dealing in international or multinational import and export. While the freight forwarder doesn't actually move the freight itself, it acts as an intermediary between the client and various transportation services. Sending products from one international destination to another can involve a large number of carriers, requirements, and legalities. A freight forwarding service handles the considerable logistics of this task for the client, relieving what would otherwise be a difficult burden. Freight forwarding services guarantee that products will get to the proper destination by an agreed-upon date and in good condition. The freight forwarding service uses established relationships with carriers of all kinds, from air freighters and trucking companies to rail freighters and ocean liners. Freight forwarding services negotiate the best possible price to move the product along the most economical route by working out various bids and choosing the one that best balances speed, cost, and reliability. A freight forwarding service generally provides one or more estimates to the client along with advertisement when necessary. Considerations that affect price will range from origin and destination to special requirements, such as refrigeration, or, for example, transport of potentially dangerous materials. Assuming the client accepts the forwarder's bid, the freight is ready for shipping. The freight forwarding service then undertakes the responsibility of arranging the transport from point of origin to destination. 3. Functions of international freight shipping.
Daisy, I've heard your work is about international freight shipping. Tell me something about it, please. International freight shipping requires specific documentation and goes through several customs checks. A freight forwarder organizes the carriage of the international shipment, helps handle and process paperwork, and ensures that the shipment arrives at the correct place on time. And what are the advantages of using freight forwarding for the clients? One of the advantages is that it handles ancillary services that are a part of the international shipping business. Insurance and customs documentation and clearance are some examples. What else are included in this line of business? As a consolidator, a freight forwarding service might also provide non-vessel operating common carrier NVOCC documentation or bills of lading, warehousing, risk assessment and management, and methods of international payment are also commonly provided to the client. It seems that your work can help the client save lots of troubles in shipping their goods overseas. Of course, a good freight forwarding service can save the client untold time and potential headaches while providing reliable transportation of products at competitive rates. Thank you so much for telling me about international freight shipping.
6. Ocean shipping procedure. Read the following passage and do the exercises. Bigger export firm has a traffic department taking care of overseas shipping. With smaller firms, this task is usually delegated on a fee basis to freight forwarder. The following steps are involved in a typical overseas shipping procedure. 1. The freight forwarder is advised of the export order. 2. The terms of sale are examined to determine the exporter's shipping responsibility and ability to fill the order. 3. If letter of credit is involved, it must also be carefully examined to ensure that any shipping conditions, such as shipping date, no partial shipments, discharge port, transshipment restrictions, etc., are met. Or, if impossible to meet, arrangements be made for the letter of credit to be amended. 4. Quotations on freight rates are sought from different shipping agents. 5. A shipping line and vessel are selected. 6. Space is booked as early as possible, as shipping space is not easily available to all destinations through a shipping agent. The space should be on a ship with an acceptable loading port and acceptable estimated time of arrival, or ETA, at the required port of destination. 7. Customs forms are filled out for the country of destination. 8. The shipment is appropriately packaged and marked. 9. The calling forward notice will be issued from the shipping company. 10. The shipment is dispatched to the port with a consignment note. 11. A bill of lading is obtained from the shipping company and freight charges are paid. 12. The bill of lading and other required documents are delivered to the bank for collection.
7. How to book shipping space.
Read the following passage and do the exercises.
The exporter can book shipping space with a carrier or carrier's agent directly or through a customs broker or forwarder. In practice, it is not uncommon for the exporter to select a carrier and shipping schedule and let the customs broker or forwarder book the space. Choosing the carrier. Unless the importer specifies a carrier, the exporter is free to choose a shipping company or airline which offers a competitive rate and can meet the latest date for shipment. Carrier, voyage or flight number. The phrase carrier, voyage or flight number refers to the name of the carrier and its voyage number in the case of ocean and land freight, or flight number in the case of air freight. In ocean freight, the name of a carrier usually is preceded by letters S/S, SS, S.S., M/V, MV, or M.V. The S/S, SS, or S.S. stands for steamship, while M/V, MV, or M.V. for merchant vessel. The term steamship is still widely used despite the fact that modern ships are not propelled by steam. ETD, ETS, and ETA. When booking shipping space, the exporter should know the ETD, ETS, and ETA of the shipment. The term ETD is the estimated or expected time of departure from the port or point of origin. It applies to all modes of transportation. ETD is shipment on or about. The term ETS is the estimated or expected time of sailing from the port of origin. It applies to ocean freight. ETS is sailing on or about. The term ETA is the estimated or expected time of arrival at the port or point of destination. It applies to all modes of transportation. Stopover en route to destination. When booking a shipping space, it is important to verify whether the vessel will stop over in other ports to unload and load other cargoes en route to the destination. Verbal booking of space and dead freight. In many countries, verbal booking of shipping space is accepted, except for dangerous goods. Sometimes the space booked is not used, and the carrier may levy a charge known as dead freight. The exporter must inform the customs broker or forwarder who booked the space on his or her behalf in advance if the space will not be used, so that other shippers may use the space and to avoid paying the dead freight charge.
Vocabulary. New words.
Inflation.
Recourse.
Default.
Infrastructure.
Legality.
Negotiate.
Bid.
Reliability.
Estimate.
Advisement.
Paperwork.
Ancillary.
Clearance.
Consolidator.
Congestion.
Amend.
Proceed.
Steamship.
Propel.
Stopover.
Verify.
Levy.